You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Let's go.
Hi, Messi. Let's go.
Hi, Pari.
This is going to be a lot of remixes coming out right now. Okay.
Okay. I think,
all right. The dubstep mix is coming out soon. So get ready.
Everybody tell Marshmallow to go home. We don't need you.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Alexis Guerreros.
Okay. Alexis, he's like a black woman at church. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You go, church.
I was going to sing a song. And I was like, maybe they don't need to hear that.
I haven't been to church in 40 years.
And I'm like, the Father and the Holy Spirit. I don't know.
Where's the trap beat? Where's the
I went to Catholic school. I got some of those songs stuck in my head, bro. Those songs were basura. Okay. Yo, no flow. How you got a song about the Holy Spirit, but it got no soul?
Yo,
it makes no sense.
Where the bars at, Jesus?
Yo, pastor. You ain't saying nothing, G.
I mean, this might be cool in here, but this ain't doing nothing at the club. All right?
You saying my guy died for my sins, but how? Was he running numbers? Was it a...
Wow. Strong start. Thank you, Hot Mess Express.
Hot Mess Express got us out of the riff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, whenever we go on a nice riff, gift a sub. All right? Yeah. That's the way to do it.
If you want to get us out of a riff that you know is going to get us canceled, subscribe, will ya?
So welcome to the Prem Show. This is our opportunity to talk all things Premier League, European soccer, European football, calcio, whatever you want to call it. Obviously, there's a lot going on, but we are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch.
Twitch.com.
Yes, you can go directly to that website and you'll end up right here. So thank you. If you're listening to this podcast, thank you for joining us. But I mean, a big week, a wild day.
Should we start with our fantasy Premier League?
Should we say, okay, we'll get that out of the way. We have started a fantasy Premier League. You can join.
You win in bands, bro.
Bands on bands. You can throw that money on Set Blatter if you like.
Whatever you're trying to do. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I mentioned it before we started recording the podcast, but yes, Simon Brodkin, the guy who, the prankster who threw money on Set Blatter, will be our guest this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time on our TV show on Fubo TV. It is our new day and time. So go check it out. Go support. But yeah, Simon Brodkin is absolutely hilarious. And we talk about a lot of the pranks that he is committed. Okay. Do you, you commit a prank, right? Is that what you do?
Yeah, sure. With his?
Yes. I mean, does have a criminal record because of these pranks. So the link will, I'm going to post the link in the chat right now. And if you're listening to this podcast, go to our Twitter or Instagram story. You will see the link there, or just DM us if you like it. So here.
But the point is,
here's the caveat.
You get to win money, bro.
We are going to be giving away $500 in cash prizes.
What? And that could all go to one person.
Yes. So this is the deal. We want to show a gratitude to the people who support us, especially Gully Squad, which is our our supporters group, our Patreon, so to speak. So
real money, not gully bucks.
Not gully bucks, real money. So if you join our fantasy.
Let's just say this. The winner wins $100.
Yes.
Straight up.
Yeah.
But the highest ranked gully squad member wins $400.
Exactly.
So if you are a gully squad member and you win, you take home $500.
Boom. Okay, that's Alexis math right there.
And that's real money.
So the link for everyone on Twitch, it is in the chat right now. That is just a Google form so that we get your name and email so that we can contact you if you win.
Because this happened the first time, we just gave away $100 without any way of getting in contact. We had no idea who the hell these people were.
There was no way to communicate with people, so we didn't know who the hell to give it to. So now that we have that in order... fill out the form, put all your info, and if you win, you will. If you win and you're not in Gully Squad, you are guaranteed $100. But if you win and are in Gully Squad, you are guaranteed $500. And if you do not win, but you are the highest ranking Gully Squad member,
if the person who wins isn't a Gully Squad member, but you happen to be the highest ranked Gully Squad member, you just won four times what that person won.
Exactly. Bruh. So go support. And if you want to join Gully Squad, go to shoutstous.com and join right there. Okay. And yeah, we have a dope Slack channel. We have exclusive content that we give to our Gully Squad members.
Pins, buttons, all types of cool shit.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been doing our no cap recap as well. When we're on the road, we do podcasts from the hotel room, and we get greasy out there.
That's okay? right. More like the dotel room. You feel me?
Don't even know what that means, but okay.
Come on, man.
Okay. So that's in there. Thank you, everybody. So please join and play in the.
It's what we call room service. We say, "Yo, we need butter for all this bread we got up in here."
Okay, and they're totally fine with that. Yeah, yeah.
Like, sir, okay, you cool. need to stop calling. Were you the one who called before and said you had a lot of cabbage?
Bay Area Goonies said hotel room podcast on Pornhub. Look,
we might go. Hot?
All right, there's a lot of platforms that we need to get on. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. wherever there's the most traffic, right?
If Grindr can have a game show, the Pornhub can have a soccer-based podcast.
Let's go. Okay, so where to begin? Obviously, Lionel Messi. That's where we have to start, right?
We got to talk about it. Yes, we do.
They just announced, what was it? Let me pull up the PSG Twitter account. They put up the video with the drone.
Wait, is Jimmy Conrad still in here? Is La Liga dead? Are you allowed to say?
Like, literally.
What you going to be talking about?
Tim PSV. Come on, boys. Let's go.
Let's go. Oui, Messi.
Yes, TR17 is going to be wearing number 30.
That's right. So he should be wearing number one for how many millions he gets per match or per week.
But this is it, man. This is... look, the saga the last couple of days has been a bit weird because we didn't know if he was going to we didn't know what was going to happen. We thought he was going to resign. Then comes out he's leaving. Then press conference. Then it's there's a last ditch effort. He might be coming back to the team. This is like. What one? I texted you last night, like 1-2 a.m. I'm like, this he might not be leaving.
This might mess everything up.
So, but no, it is he flew in to Paris today. I've been just constantly refreshing Fabrizio Romano's Twitter,
right?
Because this dude knows all. And they showed him on the flight leaving to Paris with his family. Arriving at the airport, arriving at the stadium, and in the number 30 kit, and apparently that was one of maybe that's the first thing to talk about. He didn't take the number 10. Neymar is obviously the number 10. He said he it was offered to him and he didn't take it. What do you think of that? Is that a sign of Messi's humility, or didn't want to like mess up the Neymar bag of all the merch sales?
That's probably it. But then also Neymar's new number would have sold even more shirts.
Okay.
Right? Kind of dope, right? I'm pretty sure that's why LeBron has switched it a couple times. And also, I think it just goes to show that my guy is just here to retire. he's like, I don't care what number you give me, man.
He is. He's like, I'm just here to collect these $40 million. I don't want to bother anybody.
Yo, I heard they put me up in a hotel, so I ain't trying to play soccer all that hard. You feel me?
No, but it just wild. Look, this is a unique experience for our lifetime, right? Where with the height of popularity that the game currently is at, the height of the popularity of just like all these social media platforms that it's just so highly discussed and talked about. I mean, remember when Michael Jordan went to go play baseball, even when he went to the Washington Wizards, it was like news and it was a big deal. But nothing to this scale where
because like everyone has an opinion on this. Stephen A. Smith was like, Messi's going to Barcelona. 5 minutes of him being like, I've never been to Barcelona.
I don't know exactly what point to make, but I know that I'm upset. Okay,
yo, I'm like, why is ESPN trying? Did you see Shannon Sharp? He was like, what did he say? Something about Brady versus Manning. Peyton Manning, and people were like, that's not the greatest rivalry. The greatest rivalry is Messi and Ronaldo. And he put, oh, yeah? How many times did Messi and Ronaldo play each other? Did they ever stop each other from winning trophies?
Yeah, this was the...
That's like saying, oh, yeah? How many times have you breathed air?
This is a... I don't know the exact point he was trying to... look, I think he was trying to have a, like... compare...
He was trying to do a gotcha.
Showing his American sports knowledge, and it's like, no, it can't even hold a candle to, you know, Jordan versus Bird or something like that. And it just shows how uninformed he is. And he admittedly said in the rest of the thread, he put other tweets like that he didn't really know what he was talking about.
We knew. You didn't have to say it, bro. we got the gist of that based off the first tweet.
But part of his job is to kind of to speak before thinking. You know what I mean? Like, this is all these kind of...
Have you been on Twitter?
I mean, and this is not him specifically. It is...
Also, have you seen the tweets I put out on the Cooligans Twitter?
This is... Look, even our show, whatever. Like, the nature of these programs, if people just like seeing two people disagree with each other. But that's all that really was because he didn't do it on the TV show because he would have looked even more uninformed, right? This was just like let's
well go. He also probably would have someone in his ear going, don't you dare, you know what I mean? T-Bar 17 put, it's like when Colin Cowherd said that Tom Brady was the world's most famous athlete.
What is the point of that? It's interesting because Shannon Sharp's tweet led to a lot of other people in that either work at Fox or work at ESPN or used to work at ESPN. We saw like our friend Max Brados kind of criticize him a bit, and just kind of and we've spoken to Max several times about this when he was at ESPN, when he was the host of SportsCenter. It was always trying to climb a boulder up a mountain to try to get a soccer story on SportsCenter. It was always a really big challenge. So they can't. So a lot of the people at the traditional sports outlets don't really know much about the game, and that isn't. It's an interesting.
But that's
thing.
Also because they don't care to hire people to talk about it because they don't necessarily want to talk about it because they think the average fan that likes baseball, basketball, and American football that's watching it like in the background just casually, if they hear soccer being spoken about, they're going to shut it off.
Well, I love it. Bay Raguna just said, clearly the most famous athlete in the world is Shamak. can't forget about that.
Duh.
No argument.
Shannon.
No arguments here, okay?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Shannon?
But I liked, there was a tweet, and I hope I can find it in time. I don't think I can. But Mike Ryan Ruiz was retweeted the... about about the Shannon Sharp issue. Here it is. Okay. I think this is pretty much it. But essentially, of how ESPN and Fox Sports kind of they control the narrative of like essentially saying like that soccer is not popular. So they say it's not popular because they don't talk about it. And then they continuously just they're putting out the narrative that it's not a popular sport in the country, but simply because they just don't talk about it. So he was responding to somebody else's tweet. He says, no, soccer here is taken very seriously. However, the establishment media talents that haul in seven figures and are from another time drive that narrative. They get to decide it's not taken seriously because they refuse to learn about it. It's a trick they pull. My audience doesn't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about it because you tell them they don't. I might want to hear them discuss it if they got informed, but hell, outside of a couple standouts, they can barely intelligently discuss "quote unquote major sports," so
took Mike, him down.
Mike Ryan Ruiz, he's been on our show, former ESPN employee, obviously works for the Levitard show. But this is a common thing, and we've heard it from former ESPN employees and current ESPN employees.
Bay Area Guna said, "Sharp thinks Sean Mike is a Pokemon." Yeah, I mean, shouts to Herc Gomez, shouts to Taylor Twellman, who could have, Sebi Salazar. These people can have an informed conversation about this, but they are niche talent on that network. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Punk Rock Dad just said this. He said, just saw a tweet in the Sharp thread that just said, soccer is for girls and Mexicans. What the hell is wrong with these people? Yeah, but look, the people like that, like, we're not going to change their minds. And there's no real interest. I have no real interest in doing that. I'm like, it's just, you know what? Girls and Mexicans are mad dope. I want to hang out with both, you know?
Yeah, I was about to say, if I'm going to go to a party and there's guys that think like that, or a bunch of girls and Mexicans, guess where I'm going to go?
All right, or Mexican girls? Come on, oh, that's perfect God. For me.
I mean, wifey won't let me, but I'm going to try to go. It's for research.
So, that we're like, there's no way we're going to change their minds, but I think moments like this with Lionel Messi and him just going to another team, that's all that's going on. But look at how much it affects the almost like a global economy. Remember when LeBron left the Cavaliers, the literally Cleveland was like, we're going to lose like $200 million in the Cleveland economy.
And that's what Barcelona and Spain are losing billions.
I mean, no, it's like the GDP of an island. You know what I mean? Like, this is Lionel Messi going to PSG changes. There's so many dominoes that fall because of this. So
This is from AS.com, which is AS is that huge Spanish newspaper. Mm-hmm. According to the consulting firm Brand Finance, Leo Messi's departure from Barcelona will affect the club's commercial income to the tune of around 77 million euros. Mm. Leo Messi's departure from FC Barcelona could cost the club up to 137 million euros in lost revenue, according to Brand Finance.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Easy to make up.
Yeah. Okay.
You eating on the podcast?
I'm just chewing a candy, okay?
What the hell?
So, the fact that it will affect, it's just affecting Barcelona in that way, but then there's also La Liga. There's also the TV contract. You know, ESPN just bought the rights to La Liga, and it's like, yo, hold up. Your main man ain't going to be there. What are we going to do exactly? How are we going to sell this league now?
Hey, remember when we told you we wanted to carry La Liga? It really was because of that one guy, you know?
We were more interested in La Messi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me ask you a question. What if when we're supposed to play La Liga, we just have a camera on Messi in Paris? Is that cool with you? Like, we can update people when y'all team scores.
Interestingly enough, Ligue 1 is on beIN Sports, which is all the beIN Sports channels. are on Fubo TV, which you can go.
Hey.
How convenient is that? So go
Wow, is Fubo TV the home of Lionel Messi?
I think that's a fair way to put it. You know, the Fubo TV department, marketing department, did not clear that, you know, that wording with us, but we think it's pretty accurate.
Also, what about Ray Hudson? He just left me in.
Yeah.
And now they eat him back. Messi's back.
Yeah. Hopefully that gets sorted out soon because we're going to need Ray Hudson. Ray Hudson, you know, I'm like, to Neymar, Mbappe, Messi, Eminem, as they're calling it now.
He's going to have a heart attack.
Imagine just the poetry that this man will write.
Someone get him a thesaurus, an ancient thesaurus.
Okay.
Because the man's going to have to find new words.
He's going to find it. You better start bringing out some Aramaic because some of these goals are going to be wild.
Yo, my guy's going to be reading poetry in Latin. You feel me? Aristotle wrote this shit you're about to hear. I don't even know if Aristotle spoke Latin.
I think it was Greek. He was
I think it was Greek.
Maybe, who knows? He might have been bilingual.
You know? I don't know. The fuck you know about Aristotle?
You ain't alive, man. Shut up.
You Socrates, my guy?
Okay.
The only person I'll take.
Shannon Sharp told me, all right?
What's Aristotle and Socrates know about competition?
They were going to call them the Parisian Globetrotters. That's right. Okay.
Bro.
Yo, it's going to be Rucker Park. Out in Paris, man.
Yo, hold on a second. I just want to pull up something real quick. Go ahead. You do you. Hold on. I got something.
I got nothing to do, Alexa.
Hold on. All right. Hold on. I'm pulling up Ligue 1.
What?
Ligue 1 table.
Okay.
Because I just want to see.
The league just started, right? Obviously, yeah.
The league just started. I'm going to just throw out some names of teams that are about to get walloped. If your name is Trois, yo, start making some plans for when you get relegated, my guy. Bordeaux, like, oh.
Or oh no.
Yeah, okay, we got to see. That's why there's two of us. All right. Yo, if your name is Saint-Étienne, you better pray to Saint-Étienne. You're going to need it. If your name is the Mets, you better start playing baseball. Hey, Mets.
We're going to do this with all of them.
Yo, if your name is Angers, you're going to be Angers about how you get treated. By PSG. If your name is Clermont Foot.
Why is your name Clermont Foot? We gotta sort that out first.
Well, Foot is nickname. Remember, that's why Montreal switched to Club de Foot.
But Club de Foot sounds at least like Clermont Foot. Just sounds like
a disease, bro. Yo, he can't come to the hike. Why? Yo, he got Clermont Foot.
I got him again. Damn.
He needs to stop wearing dirty socks.
Wasn't that one of the diseases in Oregon Trail? Damn.
Damn. Yo, that's why you have 7 kids, bro. Oh my God! If your name is Breast, you're about to get squeezed by PSG.
Okay, well, damn, bro, didn't know the manager of PSG was Andrew Cuomo. Damn, bro,
hey, you're gonna have to resign. Yo, if your name is Nance, you Nance having a good time when PSG comes to your end.
Okay.
If your name is Ren, you better run and hide because PSG coming.
Sports Guy Direct.
And if your name is Nice, PSG ain't going to be so Nice.
Sports Guy Direct said Lyon is lying if they say they have any chance of beating PSG. Okay. Keep them coming. All right.
Okay.
Stream Needle said, I'm here for the Lyon roast session. Yeah.
Yo,
dude,
if your name is Rems, you about to get a Rem job by PSG.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so, I mean, look.
Wait, PDFC just called you a goober. He said, Christian, the last syllable in Oregon is gun, not gone. You said Oregon Trail. Apparently, it's Oregon Trail. Okay. You goober.
All right. Really showed me. Oregon. I mean, what? But we're having, look, there's a lot, we're spinning a lot of plates right now.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. There's a lot going on in the
background. I'm trying to handle this program. Alexis is roasting French clubs. And I'm trying to keep this all in order. So, but thank you for pointing that out. So look, it should be an exciting
Skeeter Yeet said Toulouse is pretty self-explanatory. Are they even in here still? I think they got relegated.
No, they're not there. Yeah. So the so look, obviously we will assume when it comes to Ligue 1, PSG are a lock to win.
Well,
this.
I mean, what this is? This is when a teacher tells you you have an A from the beginning of the year. You just have to keep it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. But
now the pressure's on to constantly show.
So let's ask the question. Can Messi, because people have been asking it, they're like, there's all these great players, so there's only one ball. Can PSG, can they win Champions League? Is this the final edition that will actually make them a better team to be able to win Champions League? Who are the biggest threats, you know, in Champions League? Obviously, Chelsea, current champions, Manchester City.
Wait, hold on. I think the question you're trying to ask is just, let's say, the day before the Messi news breaks. Who is the most dangerous club that would have a chance of winning Champions League? You would have to say Barca was a little bit sketchy. You might not say PSG. You'd probably say Manchester City, right? Maybe Chelsea again because they got Lukaku.
Yeah, even before Lukaku, I would still say that Chelsea, Manchester City, Bayern, kind of the
Bayern Munich. Skeeter Yeet says easy.
Yeah, but Manchester City seems like the easiest or the biggest threat to at least get to the final again. If they made no changes, no.
That's
Jack
the day
Grealish.
Before Messi move.
Right.
Now that the Messi move happened, you have to say, even if you don't think they're the top, you have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, they have the most pressure to win Champions League now.
PSG.
Yeah, PSG.
Yeah. Well, 100%. 100%. They obviously with
and I would even say they're a shoo-in. Who else is going to be able to handle? Listen to this squad. You've got Neymar, Mbappe, Messi, Di Maria. That's your front four.
Well, yeah.
I mean, obviously Messi is probably going to be a false nine.
Di Maria sits for Messi starting, right? I
think you got to find a way to put them all in there.
Oh, where? Okay, so
Verratti, Gini, Wijnaldum. Oh my God, Marquinhos.
I mean, Sergio Ramos.
Sergio Ramos, Donnarumma.
This is a strong side. This is a strong side.
Do you think Pochettino even makes it to the end of the year? Like, let's say he loses like three in a row. Anybody else could win. If Pochettino starts to mess this up, he's out quickly.
I would say so. I can't even envision that being a scenario. How? There's no way he could even mess this up. There's literally nothing he could do.
Dude, he could literally Ted Lasso and be like, I don't know. You have to do whatever the hell you want to do.
This team. All right. I want to do a poll. Let's get a poll going. Will PSG win Champions League? Let's just ask that question. I kind of want to see where they are, because they've always been they regularly just disappoint. Right. They just can't. I mean, they have Neymar, they have Mbappe, Andy Murray, and you would think that that would be enough to win Champions League. They got to the final 2 years ago, or right? Yeah, 2 years ago. And they're just a team that underachieves when it comes to that competition. And we've always said this, like, Ligue 1 is not as competitive as the other leagues that are coming, and, you know, as the other leagues. So the teams coming from those leagues playing in Champions League have a little bit more. They're a little sharper. They have a little bit more grit, even though you have great players. Those other teams have just had a tougher experience.
Right. You may have great players, but maybe you're not as a solidified a unit. Maybe right. you're not as, I mean, it's hard to say you're not war tested when it's players that have been in these wars multiple
yeah,
times.
Yeah. So that's why I'm wondering if this, you know, because we've seen super teams, and the one that comes to mind is in the Miami Heat. When LeBron first went there and they lost
not
in the
three,
finals.
Not four, right? Not five.
When
yeah.
the LA Lakers, when Gary Payton, Carl
Malone.
Year.
yeah.
When they went and they lost in the finals as well. So it doesn't mean, just because you have great players doesn't mean it will necessarily work. But with Pochettino, who got them to a Champions League final before... right? He came in at the beginning of the season. So he was there throughout the whole thing. I think they'll be able to get to the final with but I'm a little concerned that they in that first year especially that they won't be sharp enough to win the Champions League.
So I just looked this up and this is the one that was voted the most likely and again no one knows what Pochettino's going to do, but this is the most likely lineup, and I know that I am lagging a little bit because of all the ads that are popping up on my screen, it's probably slowing it down. But I'll put this in the chat in our thing, so okay. you can maybe put it up.
Sure.
But here's what it looks like. It looks like Mbappe up top, just behind him, and this is a 4-2-3-1. So the one is Mbappe, the three is Neymar, Messi, and Di Maria. Mm. The two are Wijnaldum and Verratti. The back line is Kurzawa, Ramos, Marquinhos, Hakimi. And your goalkeeper is Donnarumma. I mean,
yeah.
Wow. There's nothing else to say.
If this was your
FIFA Ultimate Team, you'd be like, I don't know. It feels like I'm too stacked.
Well, even when I saw the Messi in the PSG kit, that was the first thing to mind. I'm like, oh, this is FIFA Ultimate Team. What is this? You know, it just didn't seem appropriate, but. They got him for free. But this lineup.
Think about what I just said. They got him for free. I mean, if you're Manchester City, you got to be like, how much did we pay for Grealish when Messi was free?
This was looking at this lineup, my only concern is like chemistry. I mean, like, yeah, these are all great players. Can they...
Toro Blanco said swap Kurzawa for Kimpembe. Isn't Kimpembe injured?
I don't know. But Kimpembe is a... Oh, yeah, obviously he's a center back.
Yeah. But who cares? Everyone in the chat is saying Kurzawa is the weakest link. PDFC said... I mean, you're not wrong, but that's because look at everyone else.
Yeah, you got a lot of cover. This is... Messi at the 10, kind of having the role really Neymar is kind of like the false winger, kind of, right? He's all over the pitch, but Messi can pretty much do that, and Neymar could stay on the left taking on players 1v1.
But they could also swap.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just dangerous. Messi could swap with Di Maria, although I'm not a big fan of Di Maria in central.
No, this is...
People are saying PSG might play a back three. But that's to put who in the midfield?
Marquinhos could play defensive mid.
Yeah, but no, you'd want him as in the back three.
Maybe in the center, sure. Maybe that's the way to keep Kurzawa and Di Maria on? I don't know.
No, that's how to get Hakimi and
Paredes,
Ramos.
Paredes, yes.
Paredes, wow.
So look.
It just doesn't stop.
So we can try to predict like what the season is what the Ligue 1 season is going to look like. We taped our TV show that's airing on Thursday, but we were kind of talking about this a little bit, just like how this is going to make me watch a bunch of more Ligue 1 matches without a doubt. This is an exciting move for this league. This is The biggest player ever coming to France. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's going to be wildly entertaining. I hope for. I'm curious what that first Champions League is. That's the one I want to watch. That first Champions League match for PSG. It's going to be interesting.
I mean, if you're, and this is the thing that I just don't understand. Other clubs, like I'm just going to read out some of the names that are on PSG squad. Obviously, we know Leandro Paredes, right? We just mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Danilo Pereira from Portugal. Excuse me. Julian Draxler. Idrissa Gueye. Ander Herrera. Xavi Simmons. That's just the midfielders. Icardi.
Right.
I mean, I don't necessarily think Sarabia is the best, but he did play for the national team. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are players that everyone in the world should be dialing up right now and yeah. trying to convince to come to your team. And Paris Saint-Germain will probably sell for relatively cheap. Some of these players are just not going to get a lot of time. Idrissa yeah. Gueye is injured right now, but I mean, everyone else I mentioned, Rafinha, come on.
So speaking of that, we can let people in on a little.
Are we going to say it?
Yeah, let's say it. Who cares?
But I think we should still do it in case for the next one.
What do you
for
mean?
The official one?
I mean actually go.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just saying.
So then let's not say it.
So you don't want to say it?
I think it'd be cool if it's a surprise.
Okay. I guess well, all right. That Alexis made the call. All right. We won't say it. Anyway.
By the way, Barry Aguner said, Mario Icardi taking someone's wife if he has too much time, too much free time. He like, oh, I'm a play. Trust me. Your boy going to score. It may not be in the 90.
I called back and said, what a teaser. Apologies, everybody. But, you know, okay. So look out. There'll be some exciting news coming soon. Okay. My concern here is...
Wait a minute. Pogba still might go to Manchester, to PSG.
No, there's
they
no
can't
way.
Now.
They can't afford it. That's it. So when it comes to... what does this mean?
Say they can't afford it? They got Messi for free.
They won't get Pogba for free.
No, but they didn't spend any money to get Messi. That offer to pay
they still have to pay him $40 million. It's not it's free. No transfer fee doesn't mean you know. It's I got you later.
yeah. I mean, we'll find some. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they still have to pay a salary. It's not. He's the most expensive player in the world. There's nobody. Nobody gets paid more than Messi, right?
No,
I don't think so. But.
Was transfer market tell you that?
I don't know. So some people were saying, Crimson Pizza said, hey, if you're going to tease like that on Twitch, at least have the decency to get in a hot tub.
I don't get that.
They do a lot of hot tub, you know, there's like Twitch streamers that just sit in a hot tub and chat with their fans and stuff.
Is that
like,
true?
Like attractive women usually or men, whatever. So that's, you know, we could pivot to that at some point. Why not? So but people were accusing Messi of essentially like of bankrupting Barcelona. That I think is something that we shouldn't that shouldn't get lost in this story of how poorly Barcelona has been run. The fact that they are in the debt that they are in. That they have all these problems, that they can't sign their star player, like the fact that they had no like foresight to just really think about what the next couple years would be like and how to
handle
things.
Are you talking about Barca?
Yeah,
I mean they were playing chicken with La Liga.
I mean,
La Liga wanted them to sign that CV.
How did it get this bad? Where you know you have your prized possession, your prized asset in Lionel Messi.
And by the way, he told you a year ago he wanted to leave.
Yeah. I mean, clearly there was there were signs. But the fact that it got to this point, because we think of Barcelona, we think of Real Madrid, we think of Manchester United, you think of just the certain clubs. Like, look, it makes me think about the frustration that you know, let's say Premier League fans have with like Manchester United or Tottenham, or like they're like they want the Glazers out and blah and Arsenal, Skronky. At least you're not Barcelona, where you're millions or even $1 billion in debt, where you're owing, you can't even keep your players. Like the Barcelona, Real Madrid, some of these clubs, they've just gotten to the point where they're too big to fail, and they'll always get like an injection of money whenever they need to, because the brand is so strong that it'll just never die, and they can't let it die. So it could be because it's too important to all the foundation of the entire league. But at least you're not Barcelona, because look how bad this is. This is.
But could this end up like, by the way, PSG not winning the Champions League, won the poll.
Look at that.
8-6. So it was tight. But yeah, people don't have confidence that they could put it all together. I mean, after reading that lineup, I think you crazy. Mm. But I think at the end of the day, it was just years and years and years. And it was really that Bartomeu who absolutely ruined it. I'm looking for a thread that somebody put together, which was absolutely incredible. Just kind of going over how he ruined this club from, you know, a long, long time ago from when he first came on. He had like 2 good years. And then after that, he just started buying crazy. I know Bay Area Gooner said it all started with a guy from Turkey called Turan. Jay Hicks said people blame it on Messi, but they are paying millions to an underperforming Griezmann. It happened before both of those deals. Those deals certainly did not help. They piled on. But I'm trying to see if I could find it, because it's absolutely incredible just how bad one person could be at their job, and how they might be the next Leeds United. They might be the team that overspent and maybe spends the next few years, which I don't necessarily think it's going to happen because of La Liga, but for them, relegation is not being in the Champions League, right?
Yeah. I mean, they spend too much money to not get that reward for being in that tournament.
And they're not. I can't see them being in the Champions League for the next. I mean, depending on what works out with the money, I could see this happening for the next like maybe 6-7 years.
Yeah, they got to fix things quickly. I'm like the brand is. You know, just they'll always have supporters. They'll always have, you know, the concern is the, you know, they're lucky they got the TV deal before Messi left for it, man. Like that would have been,
which really, I guarantee you there's something in the contract that lets them pull out.
No, there's no, I mean, maybe there's something, but it can't be
a
Messi
lot of times
leaving.
You say like the reason we're doing this, or like there's times where TV deals, not necessarily a full TV deal, but like certain sponsorships are like, hey, if you're a big asset, doesn't play as many matches or doesn't play as many games. Like there's financial strikes in there.
Yeah. Crimson Pizza just said, you would think a giant club like Barcelona would manage their finances better than 18-year-old me and my financial aid money. Okay. Yeah. You know,
yo,
yeah.
Maybe you should call them up, dude.
Yo, but Barcelona should be asking for a Pell Grant right now. Okay.
If Bartomeu messed you up, have you talked to Fannie Mae, my guy?
Yeah. Really concerning. You know, I think it kind of just shows that these big clubs, these big corporations are simply run by human beings, regular people, yeah, just like you and I. They're not, nobody's smarter or dumber than us or whatever. They are just normal people. But the responsibilities, like, you know, how they say with these clubs that you're stewards of the club. You're not owners or whatever. You know, when you keep passing the baton, you're going to eventually pass it to an idiot who doesn't know what they're doing.
Look, you can't hit home runs every time. And my guy is very much a bunt that you missed on the third strike.
And yeah, this is to me, this is embarrassing. This is just an embarrassing.
I got to be honest, though. I'm not a Barca fan, so I see what you're saying. I agree with you that it's embarrassing. Who cares, though? It's kind of dope, isn't it?
Well, the dope part is, even though I know, like, you know, the Barcelonas, the Real Madrids, the Manchester Cities, PSG, we understand these are the powerhouses at the table of UEFA. They make all the calls. But when I saw Messi being announced at PSG, I'm just like, for even though I know that there's just like this wild, like, it's just unfair. And the financial fair play, blah, blah. They're like, what? They're like, boom, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah. Fuck out of here with all that noise.
Stop, come on. Stop being rational, Christian.
Yeah. That's like if a cop pulls you over and goes, you know how fast you were traveling? I don't know, fast as you were trying to catch me. So I guess we both get a ticket.
Yeah, dude. I'm just like, yo, this is lit. Let's go. I want to see it.
I do like to see, you know, it's like, this is how Game of Thrones should have ended, man.
Okay, with Messi sitting on the throne.
Bro. Peace, I'm going to a different city, my guy. And I kind of like the fact that he didn't go MLS because at least it still has that thing of like, he gets to play against them. You know, somebody released a tweet of the guy going like that, like, huh? Like that face. Mm-hmm. And it says Casemiro when he two-foots Messi and he sees Sergio Ramos coming towards him. Like, he doesn't go away. It's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think his deals for 2 years with an option?
With an option for a third, right?
For a third. Does he, you know, he had mentioned that he wanted to play. Yeah, I think he has a home in Miami or he stays in Miami. You know, he's there often. Does
you think he bought one of those timeshares because he sat through the meeting?
does he? Let's put maybe that should be a poll. Does Messi actually end his career in Major League Soccer? Do you think this hinders his opportunity or the chances of him actually playing in Major League Soccer?
I think it actually increases. To be honest with you, I think there's going to come a time where he feels like he's done at PSG.
Mm-hmm.
But I know some people are saying that he feels like it hurts because they thought, well, he won't want to play for another team for a year or two in Europe. So he will come to MLS to avoid going to a different club that will compete against Barca. Now he's here to collapse Barca.
Yeah.
Robert from LA said, I like to see the world burn. Alexis quote, probably.
Bay Aguna said Messi ends his career in Argentina.
I don't see it, dude. I do not think.
He has not been greatly appreciated in Argentina. We know
Look, it's different now that he won La Copa America.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens at the World Cup.
Yeah.
Also, does playing for PSG harm his chances of being as fit as possible come World Cup time?
Otherwise, what do you mean? They're not going to...
I mean, you're playing Angers and you're playing, you know, Troyes. Let's just say you might not be playing against the highest caliber level that you might need to be as prepared as possible for... Not that La Liga provides that, but I think we would all agree La Liga provides a slightly higher level of competition, slightly.
Yeah,
Corinthians
said he's going to be so well rested, though. I agree. I don't know. I think we'll.
Wait, Colo Blanco said Qatar owns PSG. They won't let that happen. Yo, next World Cup is in Qatar.
Yeah. So I think the. There's never going to be a part of me that will assume Messi's form is going to dip until I actually see that. I mean, look, I think the last year or two, especially since Suarez left, since Neymar left, he doesn't have the look. We know he's not the same guy, right? He's not the same guy when he was playing, you know, with Ronaldinho and Eto, and you know he's
sure.
Not the young guy that was just running all over the pitch.
He's still magic.
He's still great, and he will provide you with. Somebody on Twitter put like some like Messi's statistics of like the last like year or 2 years, and he's like in the 99th percentile of every possible offensive metric you can think of, meaning like XG, chances created, short passes, long passes. Like he's literally just the greatest at. Especially when it comes to an offensive, being an offensive player,
Wait, we got someone speaking French in the.
I wish we could translate it. I think that says
Messi to PSG is very pleasurable.
No, but I forgot what that means. But it basically will not something possible. I don't know.
I like how you try.
It's something negative. Anyway. Look, Messi's not the same player he was 10 years ago, but he's still an unbelievable player. He's still better than players that are, you know, 10 years younger than him. He's just like, he'll always guarantee if you get a free kick, you'll have an incredible opportunity to score. If you just get the ball near the box, he'll be able to create his own shot and create a chance that other players just simply cannot. So my bigger concern with Argentina World Cup time is Argentina, not him. He'll be fine. Can
Paredes, the rest of the squad.
Can Di Maria, can they show that same heart that they showed in Copa America? Can they do that same exact thing? If they can beat Brazil, they should be able to beat Germany.
Then you should be
England.
Able to win the World Cup.
You should be able to beat the World. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Crimson Pizza said, I don't think we'll ever see Messi be truly bad at soccer. I think when he's done, he'll just fade away. I lost that. Sorry. He'll just fade away on the pitch like Luke in The Last Jedi. Yeah, that's...
He also said, since Alexis won't get that reference, just picture being raptured away. Cool, got you.
Thank you, bro. He needed it. He needed that.
I absolutely did.
Bay Raguna said, how does PSG settle the PK controversy? I vote Ramos takes it. That's interesting.
I mean, you can't stop power, right? That's the thing. So I'd love to see Ramos just go up there and just gun it every time.
And I'm a little bit more confident with Ramos than Messi. I mean, Messi's had some pretty glorious misses, especially in international play. He has it's not necessarily a thing he struggles with, but when there's a lot of pressure for club, I think Messi or Ramos would be fine. I'd probably take Ramos. He's more consistent than Messi. But it will be a tough decision to make. I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, hold on. My man said, let me hit translate because I'm going to figure out what my man just said.
Okay.
Translate. Hold on.
Crimson Pizza said, now let Gigi Donnarumma take him. Let's go.
Well, he said, je m'en rappelle Alexis est fan de Arsenal et Christian est fan de Everton. Je m'en rappelle. That means I remember Alexis is a fan of Arsenal. Christian is a fan of Everton. I remember. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Look at that.
Wow. Well, shouts to you. I don't know. How can you understand us?
What do you think of Alexis's French? How was that?
Huh? Do you remember me or not? I was on your live a long time ago. Of course we do. Josian de Huide? Huide?
I see Druid. That's all I see.
He said, Messi at PSG. It's never nice. I would have thought it possible.
Okay.
That was the original.
All right.
Someone also said that, do you think Kun Agüero is faking an injury to not play because he went there to play with Messi and now Messi's gone? The rumor was that he's already asked to leave.
Yeah,
he asked his lawyers to get him out of his contract.
I did hear that something about like Barcelona registering players like that La Liga weren't allowing them to register players, and maybe he wasn't registered yet or something like that. But I do not. I'm going to assume that does that happen where he's going to fake an injury? Where did Alexis go? Oh, he might. He must have. His internet connection must have failed. Because he is gone on my end. All right. We'll put a pin in that. We'll wait till he gets back. So, should I just go into my... Do I have a single screen here? I do. Boom. We don't need Alexis in here. Mbappe is... Se fue la luz. That's right. Yeah, we're in DR right now, Yanni. I'll wait till Alexis gets back. Alexis went to ask if Kun, if he's really hurt. Raptured away. Okay, I think he's
happened?
Back. I think he's back. Alexis, hold on.
The hell happened?
Alexis.
What? How did that happen?
Yeah, I thought your internet went out or something. You
it
just
did.
Disappeared.
It did. I completely lost my internet, but I was like, what the hell?
Look,
I'm right here.
Yanni Marte said, se fue la luz. And then Bay Arigun asked, he said, you really went to see if Agüero was hurt. Rev Chips, you were raptured away.
Dude, what the hell? I'm literally talking to you, and then all of a sudden it just said lost connection. I'm like, what? Everything is still on.
Bro, you need a new computer. That's what somebody just said.
Oh, my God. Se fue la luz.
Cade Lady said you still need a new computer.
Dude, I don't know what the hell's going on. This is a brand new computer. Yo. maybe if we became partner and had that discount. I don't know if this is a discount.
What's that Twitch discount? Stream Needle said, your Shamak timer ran out, Alexis. Hadn't mentioned him frequently enough. Look, there's rules to Twitch.
Wait, Runamuck is in here, he said, but will Messi be better than Shamak? Only time will tell. I mean, he's really got to put it together in the final few years of his career to try to be better than him.
Okay.
I don't understand how teams aren't right now. Because, look, Barcelona, it lost Messi on a free. So they still need money. How are teams not dialing up right now trying to get Kun Agüero, trying to get some of these other players? Because you know they're probably like, we need to completely rebuild from this point on.
I don't understand. How do they sign Depay? How do they sign Agüero without sorting out Messi first? What was the plan?
I think it was Messi was holding out a little bit. Also, who was it? I think it was our homie Zito who put poor Agüero went to Barca to play with his friend Messi and is stuck listening to Depay's mixtapes.
Yeah, dude. Depay, actually, you know, credit to Depay. I think he scored one or two goals in the last preseason.
Imagine
match.
They win La Liga.
Oh my goodness! I mean that'll be more embarrassing for like Madrid and Atleti if that happens. I'm curious what Barcelona will look like without Messi. Maybe it'll be a little bit more fun. Maybe it'll be more ball movement. I don't know.
Dude, Ronald Koeman gotta be furious.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, he wasn't gonna be there forever. It is a privilege for us to be able to see him play. It is a privilege for those players, you know, to get to play with him. I mean, I saw messages from Sergiño Dest and obviously Pique and everybody who played with him. It was just like, I'm glad I even got to play. I got to be a teammate with you and stuff like that. I think this is going to be a very transformative time for the, you know, what Barcelona look like, well, obviously what PSG look like, like everyone has to adjust. I mean, this is way bigger than Ronaldo leaving Real Madrid and going
without a shadow of a doubt.
It's just like everybody is just like, yo, all right, what now? Everybody's asking themselves.
I mean, what do you do? Do they even have a kid in La Masia that could take over? Is there someone there? What do you do? How do you find another Messi? You don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I wonder.
Maybe we can finally answer the question as to who's better, Ronaldo or Messi, by whose team was left in bigger shambles after they left.
Yeah, we'll see what this year is like for Barcelona, but I think that will be under the ESPN FC comment section, you'll see a lot of that debate. Exactly. Okay. All right. So I think we've covered as many things about Messi that we could. Is there anything else before we wrap up? Obviously a couple Premier League, big Premier League moves, obviously, Romelu Lukaku to Chelsea is probably the biggest.
Robert from LA said, did you comment on Sergiño Dest wearing Chicago Bulls attire for Messi's press conference? We covered that on the TV show.
We did cover it. It was absurd.
Yeah.
But we did talk about it on the TV show. So we don't want to get into it again, but watch that, please, because that's...
Skeeter Yee yelled, wait. Okay, we're waiting. What do we do now?
You guys never listened to my hot take. What was your hot take?
Your hot take? Put it back in here.
Yeah, give it again. Or did you?
He said, I'm the biggest Barca fan in this chat. Let me have a hot take. Wait, let me go up here.
Did we miss it?
I don't see it. I don't see nothing.
Skeeter, you said, Griezmann will score 45 goals, will lead Barca to win La Liga and Copa del Rey. He will score a brace in the Champions League semifinal, and we will make it to the Champions League final.
Is that a hot take or a fever dream? Which one is it? Bro, okay. That ain't no hot take.
I mean, is there delusional takes?
Yeah, that's a ayahuasca take is what that is, bro.
I don't know what to expect. I need to see, like... five games from Barcelona to see what they are going to look like. Now, who is going to step up? Who is going to take on that responsibility of scoring those goals? I think the Memphis Depay will have more goals than Antoine Griezmann. I think he is
Skeeter,
more.
You just said Griezmann will win Ballon d'Or for 2022.
Yikes.
Crazy. Bro, what is in that cup? What you sipping on?
Yo, they're still serving syrup out here?
Hey, damn, yo. You got the plug on activists? My guy,
Rob from late Barca. First game will be on ABC. Oh, okay, that's right. They're on ESPN. They're going to be on national television a lot more regularly.
Bro, I heard they just moved it to ESPN3.
The Ocho.
Damn. ESPN News. It's not even in HD.
Yeah. So that's my hot take. I think Depay will have a better season than Antoine Griezmann. I think he is a more an attacking threat, more of attacking goal scoring threat. He is more focused on that than Griezmann is.
Yo, but all I know is Depay's next song is gonna be crazy, yo, okay. Because of all of this.
What? It's gonna be an R&B track. Yeah. About how much, it's gonna be like a Drake song, like missing a girl. You know,
right?
I mean?
He's gonna remix. Don't leave, nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby.
Run amok at Prem Golden Boot, Nicolas Pepe. All right. Love it with these madness takes.
Yo, PDFC said Josh Sargent to Norwich. Now confirmed. Good move, bad move, same as Bremen. Good move.
This will be a look. It would have been
Premier League is better than two Bundesliga
without a doubt. From that perspective, as a US MNT fan, of course, that'd be great. I still think Norwich are gonna get probably relegated, and it'll be a tough year. But if he can bag 6-7 goals,
nah,
in
if he needs double digits. If he gets double digits, he's gonna stay in the Prem.
Yeah. I think the bar is a little lower, but he'll be in a good... Look, even if he goes to the championship, they're still better than two Bundesliga, I think. If he gets a lot of playing time at the nine and can bag a couple goals, and Norwich, they're, you know, they're going to struggle. They're going to have... But somebody is going to score the goals.
They do play attacking football, so...
But
we got some crazy Golden Boot hot takes. Run amok says Prem Golden Boot, Nicola Pepe.
I said that already. Yeah, you must have missed it.
Jay Hicks said Pookie Golden Boot. That's okay. you smoke something also. You need to go hang out with my guy, whatchamacallit? Skeeter Yeet. Sargent versus Pulisic. That will be fun to watch. Yeah, that will be fun to watch.
Pulisic also signed with Puma.
That's right. Puma loves their left backs.
what does that mean?
That's Pulisic was starting a left back.
He is starting at left back?
Uh-huh. I guess a wing back, a left wing back for the last preseason match. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we could talk about that real quick before we wrap up. What can we expect from Christian Pulisic this season? Does he break into the starting lineup for Chelsea, especially with Lukaku in there?
I think it's necessary for him to find his footing this year. It can't be the same thing that Tuchel put him down, backing up, down and up, like in the your sub.
Yeah.
Sub starter. He has to find consistency. And if it's not there, then he needs to leave Chelsea this season.
Okay. Yeah, this will be a career defining season for Christian Pulisic. Obviously, next year the World Cup year, but this season, the World Cup qualifier is coming up. There will be a lot to be kind of determined of what his future will look like because he needs to start. I mean, there's
absolutely
yeah.
There's no. I mean, we're in a World Cup year coming up. He has to make moves. He has to do something. And I'm sure he's putting his all into being a starter. I'm sure he's trying his hardest. I'm sure he's gassing himself in training or whatever. But you gotta figure out. I mean, this is what great players do, right? They find a way to you know, put themselves in the best light for their manager or move on.
Yeah, well, Yanni Marte just said Pulisic to Spurs.
Please no. let's not ruin Pulisic.
I mean, but if he can't start at Chelsea, I mean, you know, we've heard, you know, Jurgen Klopp likes him a lot. He could be a pretty good fit at Liverpool, I think. I mean, there's space for him there. You know, and we've heard like Sadio Mane might leave and things like that. But I think him playing under Jurgen Klopp again would be a good move, especially if Tuchel just doesn't rate him enough to start him within the squad that he has. I mean, he just has so many great players to pick from. But even though Pulisic is a great player, maybe it just doesn't fit Tuchel's football ideology for how he wants to win matches. And he likes the idea of being able to bring him on in the second half and just be faster than a lot of the defenders that he's going to go up against.
Yeah, there has to be something that gets you past, well, he's a fast player. You have to start doing something else that makes that. Yeah. Like, you know when a comedian is like, oh, yeah, that's the one who wears the hat. You're like, well, that means your act ain't hidden. You know what I mean? Okay. If that's how they remember you, like, they should be like, oh, that's the one who does the joke about blank, or that's the one who does this on stage, not the guy who wears the hat.
Talking about Judah Friedlander like that, bro.
Did you ever hear the story about Jerry Seinfeld?
No.
Where he goes...
Oh, wait, I think you told this story, but go ahead.
No, with Judah, where he walked by at the cellar. Judah was just walking by at the cellar, and he said hi to everybody sitting at the table. And Jerry Seinfeld turned around and goes, world champ. Hope that doesn't get old.
Ouch. Yeah, Jerry's he's a beast.
A jerk.
He'll roast you. With Judah is someone who's a big soccer fan who we've been trying to get on our show for years, and we just haven't been able to do that. But Judah's absolutely hilarious. You ever get a
incredible
chance to see him do stand-up? He's one of the funniest people just in the world. Okay. So Bay Raguna just said, Chelsea's left side is getting crowded with Werner most likely going wide now. Yeah, like, how does this affect Chelsea? The Lukaku's obviously guaranteed starter. Kai Havertz probably has to sit. Werner go to the left. Kai Havertz wouldn't be on the left, right?
Kai is on the right.
Who's on there now? Why am I forgetting what the Chelsea roster looks like? Who plays for Chelsea Football Club?
Who's at Chelsea right now? Oh, it's what's his face? Mason Mount, isn't it?
Mason Mount is center. He's like the 10.
Man, I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Let's see. Who's over there? Mount, Havertz, AMS. AM. Who's AM? All right, let me just look this up. So I'm not...
I'm in FOTMOD, bruh.
Pulisic might need to wear a hat to get his minutes. Change something up.
Right? Don't tell him it's you, baby. Show up with that mustache.
Okay, so who do we have? The midfielders. Hakim Ziyech.
Dude, they're stacked.
Werner. Tammy Abraham's probably leaving.
I forgot they had Ross Barkley. Danny, drink water.
Well, Ross Barkley was loaned to Aston Villa. Is he back at Chelsea? I assume he is.
Jorginho, Marcus Alonso, who they tried to send to Inter. And Inter was like, nah, we good. We need that cash. Good God.
It's going to be an intriguing lineup. I hope Christian Pulisic can break in. Like we said, it's just going to be. This is going to be the year that he either makes it to the starting lineup within Chelsea or he finds a new team. There's him being a superstar going into the World Cup is what the U.S. men's national team, U.S. soccer need. They don't need him. Even if they find some success, they still need and want him to be a bigger name. He will be the face of the U.S. men's national team. We have the image of him shushing after scoring the penalty against Mexico.
He has it in him, dude. He has it in him.
He's very capable. But a lot's going to be expected out of him, and he has to prove himself at Chelsea. So we'll see if that happens, but we're rooting for him. Okay. Mosquito, you said Bayern could swoop Pulisic from Chelsea if Kingsley Coman leaves next season. Him being a starter at Bayern would be a great move too.
Yeah.
But obviously, doing it in the Prem would obviously be a higher profile thing. But also, you know what? A number 10 just left Barcelona. Might be a good fit. Might be a good fit.
Hey, Pulisic brings on that new era.
Pulisic at Barcelona? Pretty good. I think that'd be a fun team.
Bayern should also go for Hoppy. Dude, Hoppy looked good.
In Gold Cup? Yeah.
Yo, I thought that was a motorcycle star. We got a thunderstorm outside.
Crimson Pizza said, but is he the prettiest face? But is he the prettiest face of U.S. soccer? I think legit has him beat. I agree.
Dude, one day we're going to have to sit here and talk about how apparently a lot of ladies not finding legit hot. Apparently he's boy hot. Only hot to other dudes.
Terrible.
Well, color me shocked.
Okay. This is why women know nothing about attractive men.
Yo, why are you even in the conversation?
Okay, we got out here. We got to mansplain who's hot to you? No, we shall. We'll do
Come
it.
Come on.
Okay, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show. Always always fun. Thank you for joining us, everybody, here on Twitch, Los Twicheteros, twitch.tv/soccercooligans every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And again, a reminder, this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern time and 7 p.m. Pacific, you can watch our television show on Fubo TV. That is our new day and time slot. So go check it out. Watch it live tweet it. Take photos. Say like, yo, out here.
I'm watching.
Gang, watching the Cooligans. We appreciate it. We appreciate the love. And yes, we have Simon Brodkin, the comedian who pranked Sepp Blatter and threw money at him. It's always fun when we have comedians on the show, especially when they know the game. He's a big Manchester City fan as well. Before when Manchester City were not Manchester City that we know today. But Simon was awesome. Super, super funny.
So funny. I
highly recommend going to check it out. That you can see the clip on Instagram right now. At Soccer Cooligans. Follow us on there. But seriously, it's super, super funny. And then hearing about the prank that he pulled on Donald Trump.
He did it.
He went to when Trump was opening a golf course in Scotland, he snuck in and brought in a bunch of golf balls into a press, like he was doing a press conference. He dropped a bunch of golf balls that had swastikas on them.
And he said, you forgot your balls.
And he dropped them at Trump's feet. And he talks about how he pulled off the prank and everything. And it's absolutely insane. He got in huge trouble, as you would. He almost got shot.
You gotta listen. It's pretty crazy.
So please go check it out. Okay. And follow us on Instagram at Soccer Cooligans, please. We're almost at 25K. We're trying to get there because, you know, in this day and age, nothing else matters besides how many Instagram followers you have.
Go back to the Instagram and show the thing you made with Keely.
Oh, yeah. This was from here it is. Sorry. This was the, if you've been watching Ted Lasso, hopefully we're not spoiling anything, but watch the damn show.
Private solo scene in it. It's pictured here.
Yeah. And obviously that's what she was watching. She was watching Messi crying, because of the Roy Kent interview that people,
I mean, you don't have to tell them why, but there's a reference to something similar.
Yes. Yeah. But everybody's been, posting online that they want them to release the full Roy Kent press conference on the TV
really?
Show. Yeah. People are waiting for it. So Crimson Pizza said that was genius. Thank you so much. You know what? We tried.
As soon as Christian put it on Twitter, I was like, dog, I got to put this on Instagram. And then it took me forever to find this image of Keely because there's a lot of fakes depending on what you search for, you know?
Yeah. This is one of the things, you know, with our Instagram, especially, you know, a lot of popular soccer, I mean, everybody follows them, but the popular soccer accounts are really mostly like aggregators that take clips of highlights or
that don't do shit.
I mean, look, everybody has their hustle.
I'm not mad at it.
We're stand up comedians. We try to make our Instagram the jokes, you know, at least like unique to us, so that you know, when you go to our Instagram page, it's not like just anything that you could normally see everywhere else. So we try to be fun and unique and different, and that's usually the harder road to go, because we could also just take clips and just post it and try to get followers
or just be like, I'm a savage, you know.
Okay, because people, they want to see that. Okay,
yeah, the whoa.
Rick and Morty. Okay, yeah, so we could do that, but or we could just try to have something fun and funny and a little bit different. So please follow us, because we definitely do put a lot of work and a lot of thought
by the way it. Wasn't me too said, look at that Alexis player card.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you notice, they made that for me. This Fubo made that. And it says Winger at the top. And there's two little chicken wings up there. You sons of bitches.
Okay. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you have not. Leave a review on iTunes. That always helps. We always appreciate that. Anything else? Tune in Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Simon Brodkin. And join the Cooligans Fantasy Premier League. Again, I'll put the link up in the chat.
And for everybody listening while he's doing that, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review. If it's funny, we'll read it. We'll read it on the show or on here.
We shall. Let me see if I can, if there's any new ones. I'll just check very quickly.
We're going to be there. Asked NYCFC versus Pumas score prediction. We're going to be there. I think it's going to be 2-1. NYCFC.
Pumas are very good. We're going to see. There's two legs, right? I think the benefit of being at home for NYCFC, I'm going to say 1-1. I think it'll be a draw in this first leg.
Okay.
And then we'll see what NYCFC could do in Mexico. Okay.
Both games are played here.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought both games were played in the U.S., but I could be wrong.
Wait,
this is League's Cup. Is it home and away?
I believe so. Am I wrong?
I think you are.
I think there's two legs, or is it just one game?
I think it's just the one.
Oh, maybe. I guess it's not like CONCACAF Champions League. Is that command good? Colobanco. Oh, yeah. That command does not work. No. I'll update it, though. And sort that out. Okay.
It is. It's just one. It's not a home and away.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be late. 1-1.
We win on penalties. NYCFC. Let's go.
I think it's going to be 2-1.
Okay. So everybody, thank you again for tuning in. That's pretty much it. We don't have anything else to mention. We're going to be at MLS All-Star. That'd be the only other thing.
Vamos a Los Angeles.
Yes, if you are in LA, if you're around, say hello. We might be there. We might see you at the game. Whatever. Say hello if you see us, okay? Y'all are the absolute best. Thank you so much for listening to another Prem Show podcast. Thank you, everybody.
Wait, before you do that, I just want to read Skeeter Yeet said, can I leave a 4.89 star review minus 0.11 stars for making me laugh so much that my stomach hurt during the Ligon roast session? Come on, huh?
Okay. I mean, I feel like that should earn a 5. But
5.11 is what it should be.
Thank you, Skeeter Yeet. We appreciate you.
You're the best.
And came in with the flaming hot takes, okay? Extra spicy.
Yeah. Extra drunk.
Really, it's good. We got to do it. I've never had to do an intervention after somebody commenting something on Twitch, but we might have to this time.
Yo.
Y'all, all the absolute best. Thank you so much for tuning in. Put some exclamation point outros in the chat so we can get out of here.
You already know how we do.
Thank you, everyone. Alexis has frozen. I don't know.
I don't know why. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Now
all right,
I can.
I'm back, baby.
With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!